The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable. Hello and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley and you are tuning in for a Between the Lines episode. And if you've listened to one before, you know this is just a short and punchy unpacking of a previous interview. And so this is just me sharing some insight or shining a light on something that we didn't necessarily get enough time to expand on in the last interview. And so today we're talking about the episode with Lisa Kelly, a dear friend of mine, a dear client who has grown and blossomed exponentially in the last little while. Please go back and listen to her episode. She's a mindset coach and an intuitive energy healer. But more importantly, she is someone who has taken a darker period of her life and chosen to use it as the platform to shine a light for others and to help others through those times and to figure out their layers of their onion, as Lisa would refer to it. So never a summary, go back and listen to it, especially if you're someone who has seen some repeated patterns in your life, seen that you'll get ahead a little and then go back, that your finances, you'll make so much and then it'll kind of snap back to the same place. So go back and listen. There's so much that Lisa has to offer. But today what I want to talk about is this notion that your darkest hallway, your darkest moments in life can and will be someone else's flashlight. And what I mean by that is, just like Lisa and just like, you know, dozens and dozens of other people's stories we've heard on this podcast and that we hear of in the world, they have taken an area of their own life that has felt challenging, lonely, devastating, traumatic, tragic, heartbreaking, all the kinds of darkest windows. And you've already had them. I know you have. I wish you hadn't. I wish I hadn't. I wish Lisa hadn't. But they are also what makes us strong. They are also what, as we rise, what gives others in their darkest windows a light to say, if she can do it, I can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. They were also in their deepest, darkest windows. If they can rise, I can rise. If they can get out, I can get out. And then once you have risen, which I think we would be hard strapped to find somebody listening right now who hasn't had a darker window and risen from it, hasn't learned life lessons to allow yourself to share it, to be vulnerable enough to let others witness that so that they can free themselves of believing like they're alone, believing like their valley is just too deep to get out of, that other people didn't have to go through these debilitating windows in order to find success. You're not the only one. And so there are times in these darkest windows that pulling yourself out for you isn't enough. It's not enough of a motivator. It's not enough of a why. And so I will leave you with this notion. If you are there and you're struggling to find a reason, if your own fulfillment and happiness is yet to be enough of an excuse, do it for all the people you can serve. Do it for all the people that are watching. Do it for somebody who needs to hear your story, whether it's a comeback from health, whether it's a comeback from divorce, whether it's a comeback from devastating loss, whether it's a comeback from, you know, disconnection from self, whether it's a comeback from anything. Come back and let your story be an example for somebody else to say, if she could do it, if he could do it, I can do it too. Because the more we build ourselves up, the more often we choose to rise, other people are impacted and affected. It's inevitable. It's impossible not to be. for those of you who have been listening to this podcast for, you know, a year and a half or however long it's been going on for, and episode after episode after episode, the amount of messages I get that listening to these stories are their inspiration. If these people weren't fighting to come back from the places that they had found themselves, their darkest windows, they couldn't have inspired you listening to their story the way that they are. So if you can't do it for you right now, I get it. I know that it's hard. If that isn't enough, then do it for the people who are watching. Do it for the people who you have never met and may well never meet, to be an inspiration for their story and for their comeback. I'm going to leave it there for this week. I am eternally grateful, as always, to spend this time with you. I will be back again, as always, in a few days, in a week, with another inspirational interview. And until then, my friends, choose unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.